changes to the GED High School Equivalency Diploma Test in 2014 privatized the system and moved it online. And as a result, nationally, there was a drop from over 540,000 people taking the test in 2013 to only about 86,000 taking it in 2014.
And here in Wisconsin, there was a striking difference in how many people passed that test. In 2013, again, that's the last year of the old test, over 1,500 students passed at the four Milwaukee testing sites. In 2014, only about 130 passed.
One of those testing sites is the YWCA of Southeast Wisconsin, where over 400 students passed the test in 2013 and only two passed in 2014. As a result, they launched an innovative program to make the new test accessible and to support adult learners who want to achieve the goal of earning their high school equivalency diploma.
Jake Gerges has been the adult education manager at the YWCA Southeastern Wisconsin for 3 years. Over the past 10 years, Jake has worked in Milwaukee and helped over 1,000 students complete their GED and high school equivalency diploma. Jake, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us, Yolanda McMillan, recent graduate of the high school equivalency diploma adult learning program at the YWCA there. Yolanda, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
It's my pleasure.
Jake, let's start with you. What changed in 2014 on how the GED worked?
Well, I think that there's a depth of knowledge issue that started in 2014. I kind of compare it to people using up all their computer RAM. First of all, they start out studying the material. Once they learn the material, they go into the test. The test ends up telling them to read several pages. And then they have to apply the past knowledge and the stuff that they just figured out or just read to a new problem or a new situation. And sometimes that's a lot to deal with in one setting.
And so what did you see with people coming in, training for the test, taking the test? What happened in 2014 that wasn't happening before?
Well, we had to establish new best practices, and we did that. We took our time. We established what it is people needed to do. And people were falling just short of the test, of passing the test. They were good students. They demonstrated it on other tests like the TABE test, but it didn't always really relate to success in the GED test.
I want to bring in Yolanda now before we talk about how you solved that at the YWCA. Yolanda, what led you to need to get this GED?
Okay, I was actually a contract worker working for the YWCA. I heard about the program, and in my past, I fought so hard trying to get this diploma. So with that being said, I entered the program, and it changed me as a whole, as a person. It learned my communication skills to go better. It also helped me get further in my career. I had degrees with child care and CBRS, but when you don't have your actual high school diploma, it puts you at a standstill. So as I entered the program, it changed me as a whole, as one as a person, and also as, you know, I'm able to go on and further my career being in the program.
So, Yolanda, it sounds like this training wasn't just here's how you pass the test. It did a lot more than that, right?
Yes, absolutely. It changed me as a person in whole. Like I said, it learned me how to better communicate, how to talk to people with the communication class that is provided at the school. And it was something that I was really struggling to do in my past. I always started and I was never able to complete it. So when I came here and I completed the program and I used the skills and abilities that was in the program, it has really changed my life. And in fact, right after I got my high school diploma, I was able to get a job. So I wasn't just a voluntary contract worker again. The high school diploma put me in a good paying position, better than I was working at first without it.
We're talking about a program in southeastern Wisconsin aimed at helping people pass the new version of the GED, that high school equivalency test. We're hearing there from Yolanda McMillan. She is a recent graduate of the program at the YWCA in southeastern Wisconsin. Also with us, Jake Gerges, with the YWCA there, education, adult education manager. And Jake, what Yolanda was just talking about there, that's sounds like that's the goal of this exam. Again, it's not just a here's how to pass the exam. You're doing a lot more than that. Talk about what went into this program.
So the program was developed under a state code called 509. And what it is, it's actually like an adult high school. People come in, they do our 20-week program. It's broken down into three parts. It's in health, employability, and soft skills training. Then we have an 8-week section of math and science, and then there's a language arts and social studies component as well. And people demonstrate their skills similar to the way that people demonstrate skills in high school. They do coursework, they do projects, they do tests. And they need to demonstrate the competency of all the information at an 80% or higher. They also have to take the Wisconsin Civics exam and pass that at the same rate that every high school graduate does. But we also integrated in ACT's key trains and the Work Keys testing assessment, which is the National Career Ready testing, which is the Department of Workforce Development standardized test to show work readiness. So we are looking for individuals to come in without a high school diploma and leave with a high school equivalency diploma and a certificate that says that they're ready for work.
Right, and as I understand it, Jake, part of the material they work with might be an employee manual from a real work site, right? So that's part of what they're applying their critical thinking skills on.
Absolutely. It's contextualized learning. Although writing sonnets are good, not everyone's going to do that in the future, and most people aren't going to get paid for it. So we do need them to look at memos and case studies and different things like that that they will come across in the workforce, because they're going to utilize that and they're going to apply it to their everyday life.
Now, Yolanda, I want to talk about just doing this class and getting through it. This is about 3 months long. Was it possible for you to juggle your life, your personal schedule, to make this happen?
Yes, it is, because you have to get up every day and you have to want to do it. It's something that you have to want to have, and anything worth having worth fighting for. So it was challenges. It was different days. Some days were hard and some days were not so hard. But to push through, that's the goal of life. You know, you have to push through to have finer things and to have education.
And Yolanda, are you encouraging other people that you know who might be in that situation, not having a high school degree? Would you encourage them to do this program that you did?
Yes, I will. In fact, I have. And I also encourage my son to follow my footsteps, because, you know, he didn't finish school. And so when you set an example, your kids will follow. So what I did was, instead of talking about it, I completed mine. And in fact, my son is going to enroll in the program, and he's going to continue to follow the footsteps that I followed, so he can become a successful individual himself.
And Jake, talk about the numbers here. We started off talking about these big drops, you know, nationally in Wisconsin and at your site, and the number of people taking and then passing the GED exam since they changed it a few years back. Are you seeing that bounce back?
They lowered the standard, the passing score to 145, which was the area where most people were in that had just missed. So there is a bounce back happening. It's not at the numbers that it was before the test changed, but I don't think anyone thinks it's going to be that. The rigor of the test is greatly increased, and while it's not going to be the way that everyone gets it anymore, we still utilize it here, and that is a portion of what we do as well.
And Jake, since the test is harder to pass than it used to be, is this something that you think employers are going to look at and really take seriously when somebody applies and they've gotten this GED now?
I think that the GED is a little bit more difficult than what most entry-level workforce people will need. So I think that a GED does now mean a little bit more, and that was the purpose for the redesign. So I think, yes, the GED is no longer the good enough degree. It's a harder level now.
And Yolanda, as we wrap up, what impact would you say getting this equivalency degree and going through this program has had on you and your family?
It has a tremendous impact. In fact, like I said, I can go on and further my education, my skills and abilities, which I couldn't do before. I was set at a standstill. So it has encouraged and it has motivated my child, as I spoke, my 19-year-old son, to go on and finish his education and how important education to us is. Also, you know, I just touch the kids in the community that I see that may have backslided, to let them know how important it is. And if they stay focused and they go through with the program, it'll be a success to them as well.
And Jake, working with people now for a few years at the YWCA on this, I mean, are you seeing a lot of success stories like Yolanda's?
Her story is not uncommon. everyone has had struggles, and we always say that if life was perfect, we'd all be doctors and we'd all be on vacation. But people are working real hard, and they're overcoming some great obstacles, so it's really a great program, and this really helps the community.
Jake, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Yolanda, thank you, and good luck to you and your son. We've been talking to Yolanda McMillan, recent graduate of the High School Equivalency Diploma Adult Learning Program at the YWCA in southeastern Wisconsin, and Jake Gerges, Adult Education Manager at that YWCA southeastern Wisconsin.